You are listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Pamela Wu. The California Consumer Privacy Act was signed into law this year. It takes effect in 2020. It's a complicated law that will, in many ways, change the control you have over your personal data. Insight host Beth Ruyak talked with Cap Radio digital producer Casey Gardner to understand more about the law. First up, Casey explains data privacy.
Data privacy involves giving people control over the information that they put out into the world. So if you think about how you go about your day, you pull up Facebook to check the news or see what your friends are up to. You go into a coffee shop and scan a rewards card or Google a stray thought. All of those interactions and subscriptions rely on an exchange of information between you and the company providing the service. And sometimes it's not exactly clear what exactly they're collecting about you or how they're going to use that. One of the people I talked to was Alicia McDonald, and she's kind of on the privacy advocacy side. She works with Carnegie Mellon University.
Citizens are starting to understand, one, there's a whole lot of data about them that's being collected that they have no idea about, right? They're just starting to get the glimmer of the shape of that. And two, the implications of how this data get used are really much broader and deeper than just a couple of creepy ads. It's perhaps the fate of democracy, right? I mean, that's a pretty big scope.
Most of the time, I am not sure who, where that one source is, actually knows all the information or all the trails of data that I have out there. So that leads to the question of how it's regulated.
Yeah, and it's interesting. The United States is really different in how it regulates data privacy. Most countries have a comprehensive law that applies to all data and all consumers. But the United States instead has kind of a patchwork of laws that apply to certain types of information, like HIPAA, for example, governs health information.
Oh, right.
Or there are laws that touch on certain demographics, like children's information online. We don't really have a comprehensive law. So that's why this new California law is exciting for privacy advocates, because it's very broad.
The given then is that all of the country is going to watch the rollout and the impact of this law. But what exactly is it designed to do?
It does three key things that are new. It requires companies to disclose what personal data they collect about you. It gives you the option to opt out of the sharing of that data with third parties. And it requires that companies delete that data if you request them to. And so there are no laws in the U.S. that currently have those requirements.
I just had this personal experience in trying to get my phone fixed, Casey. But in order to prove, I guess, that I was the authentic owner of the phone, I had to go through a series of personal questions, which they said they gathered from public records. And it was a very bizarre feeling. So I think to go back over one more time, what the California law will do is important, because number one on that list is that companies have to disclose to you what they're gathering.
Yes. You'll be seeing updates from a lot of companies that are saying, this is what we collect about you. We collect, for example, it could be your name or your email address, your specific information about your hobbies. Like if you think about, you go on Facebook and you like certain things, that's revealing about your personality in some way. So the companies will have to disclose to you exactly what they're collecting. And then they'll have to give you the option if you want them to be able to share that information with third parties.
Which we get from some companies now.
Yes, we do. And you probably have seen some privacy policy updates come into your email inbox this year because of that new sweeping law that the EU enacted, GDPR, which affected companies across the world because they do business with EU residents. That's an example of the type of notice that you'll be seeing when this law goes into effect.
And if I say, I want that information deleted, a company has to somehow follow through and delete my personal information under the new law, correct?
Yes. Under this new law, when you ask them to delete it, they have to delete it and they have to provide evidence that they did that.
So what businesses will the law apply to? Because I don't imagine that every company that each of us interfaces with in our personal lives is going to fall under this umbrella, right?
Well, it does apply to both online companies and brick and mortar shops. Any company that collects personal information about California consumers, but there are certain criteria that the businesses would have to meet, like annual revenue amounts or the amount of information they collect. But the International Association of Privacy Professionals estimates it could affect more than 500,000 companies who do business in California.
So if it doesn't take effect until 2020, there's a gap right now, at least for consumers. Businesses are preparing for this. What happens in the gap? What's happening in the meantime?
So in the meantime, you can expect that businesses are going to be voicing their concerns to lawmakers. It's expensive for them to architect the structure of how they're going to track this data. So there's a lot of businesses that oppose this law. They'll probably be asking for little tweaks to it that'll make it easier for them to comply with.
I'm talking with Cap Radio digital producer Casey Gardner. We are talking about the new California Consumer Privacy Act, which was signed into law. It goes into effect in 2020. So, Casey, it's not lost on me that you're a digital producer and you see the flow of information in your daily work life and your personal life, maybe more than most people do. You decided to write about this. Did that come more as a warning to everybody or intrigue about what this law is? Do you see more laws like this coming at us in the future?
Yeah, I think that people are just starting to pay more attention to the idea of data privacy, and especially living here in California, we have these giant tech companies, and there have been all these scandals in the news recently, like Cambridge Analytica. I think we're starting to understand more that we don't fully know what's being collected about us and how it's being used. This story has made me realize that I should probably look into ways to become more aware of that.
Obviously, there will have to be oversight. So what agency in the state will be responsible for tracking, policing, following up on any infractions or just the general use of the law?
The Attorney General's office is going to be granted some power to figure out how exactly this law is going to be enforced. And that's an area where there are still some questions about how exactly that's going to work.
So I don't want to sound too cynical, but I feel pretty cynical about this, that someone saying they'll delete your information, for example, might be like me asking to be unsubscribed on a list. And in the back of my mind, I think, well, I'm still there on the list. They just aren't going to call me for 4 or 5 months. Is there a true way to really track if what's in this law is going to happen?
That's a good question. I think there's supposed to be some mechanism where they give you some sort of receipt that your information was deleted.
Okay.
I don't know how much stock people will actually put in that receipt.
And how about carrying along my data file, almost like my electronic passport with me? How's that discussion going?
Well, I know that this law is also requiring that companies, if you ask for it, will have to give you your data in some sort of transportable form, like a downloadable file of this is all the data that we've collected about you. Here it is. They'll have to come up with the structure for how they're going to do that so that they can just give you that.
And all of this transparency is designed to protect consumers for some of the fraud and the hacking and the cyber interference that's already going on. This is supposed to be more of a wall of protection for consumers, right?
Yeah, and just to give people a little more control, because right now you don't really have any control. You can't ask them to delete it, and there's no law saying that they have to. Or, you know, you can't say don't share that with data brokers who sell that information, put you on lists that they can sell to advertisers. Right now, there's really nothing in the U.S. that says that those things can't happen or doesn't give you the right to opt out of those things.
What kind of penalty or ramification is built into this for consumers? The what if their data is mishandled or misused?
There could be financial penalties for businesses who are found to have misused your data. Also, this law will grant you the right to sue for damages in certain circumstances if your information is mishandled. Some of those specifics are super complicated. The text of the law is 10,000 words and crazy, but you can learn more.
Coming into a space where there's no law for that right now.
Right.
Finally, some of this law isn't fully resolved yet. And as you pointed out, there's a time gap before it's supposed to take effect. Is there discussion at all of somehow blocking the implementation of it or changing it in another way before it would take effect?
I don't think that there's going to be any change to the spirit of the law. I think
it's passed, it's signed, it's
going to happen. It's just about the specifics of how they're going to implement it. There's a lot of unanswered questions there that'll be figured out before 2020.
All right, Casey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That was Cap Radio digital producer Casey Gardner talking with Insight host Beth Ruyak. We'll post a link to Casey's very interesting article on California's new data privacy laws at our website, capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.
How many thousands of beggars must I be before you will love me? 100 100 lives I've lived before, they left me